to forget the troubles, problems, and failures of the past and make the new year the best year of your life. Podcast episode number 8. Beloved, welcome to the How to Forget the Troubles, Problems, and Failures of the Past and Make the New Year the Best Year of Your Life podcast, episode number 8. My name is Daniel White III, the author of the book with the same title. Beloved, we are living in times, as someone said so long ago, that try men's souls. And that is a fact. These are truly difficult days for many people around the world. This podcast is to encourage you to forget the troubles, problems, and even failures of the past, and to truly have the best year of your life. And I mean that. If you do what I am encouraging you to do in this podcast, by the grace of God and with His blessings on your life, that means you need to confess your sins and you need to repent of your sins and you need to go back deep and tell the truth about the evil you have done to God and maybe to others. You will have a great year. How do I know? Because every year over the past 10 years of my life have consistently gotten better and better because I am following the simple principles contained in this podcast. So shake the previous year off with all of its good and bad, ups and downs, and so forth. Shake it off of you and get ready for the best year of your life. Our scripture passage for today is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, which says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Our New Year's quote for today is from Dennis DeHaan, who said, "Look not back on yesterday, so full of failure and regret. Look ahead and seek God's way. All sin confessed, you must forget." Point number 3, in picking up where we left off, and I just mentioned this a few minutes ago, and you need to do this. You need to confess your sins, and you need to repent of your sins if you want to have the greatest year of your life. And that means you must forsake your sins. Jesus told the woman taken in adultery, "Go and sin no more." Someone once said, "If you keep doing what you are doing, you will keep getting what you are getting." We cannot erase bad memories by creating new bad memories. So confess your sins, repent, turn away from the failure or sin that produces the bad memories in your life. Now, to forget your failures and sins of the past, you have to accept those sins and failures and repent of those sins and failures. You have to turn away from them. You have to stop it. Before you can move on in the new year, you must deal with what is hindering you and what hindered you in the past year. Face up to your sins and mistakes. Acknowledge them, confess them, and repent of them. When you do that, the devil and those who want to accuse you will have nothing to attack you with. It is quite amazing how confession and repentance works when you do it on your own. Now, if you're forced to do it, it's a different situation. But if you do it on your own, you'll be amazed at how quickly people will forgive you and forget you. It's amazing how that works. It's a God thing. Dr. Mark McMinn, professor of psychology at George Fox University, writes the following about confession. We must not forget human potential and goodness, because somewhere deep inside is always a glimmering urge to confess, to be restored and reconciled in meaningful relationships, to do what is right and abandon what is wrong. Repent means to turn away from, to do an about face. Turn away from your sins of the past year and turn away from whatever caused your failures in the past year. If you don't want to fail, then do not do what you were doing that brought on the failures. Sin has major consequences, some of which are irreparable. And as the old saying goes, sin will take you further than you want it to go, make you stay longer than you want it to stay, and make you pay more than you want it to pay. As you look back at your sins, failures, and mistakes of the past year, it would be wise to pay attention to the pain of these sins and mistakes and failures that they caused you and maybe others around you as well, and tell yourself like T.D. Jakes told himself in one of the titles of his sermons, "I bet you I won't do that again." Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace. And we praise you and we thank you for your throne of grace that you have invited us to go to with boldness. Have mercy and grace upon us all who are believers in Christ. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us all of our sins and help us to truly repent of our sins and to turn from our evil ways and start being obedient to you in all of our ways. For you have made it very clear, if you love me, keep my commandments. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do just that. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you are listening today, here at the beginning of the year 2020, and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Because this will not be the greatest new year of your life if you don't put God first and if you don't trust Christ as Savior. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, a list of people who will go to hell or the lake of fire. the Bible reads, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, hell is bad news. The lake of fire burning forever and ever is bad news. But here's the good news. You don't have to go to hell. You can go to heaven if you would simply trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. As Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. Was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will save your soul. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 in the Holy Bible says, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, if you want to be saved today and you need some help praying the sinner's prayer, which I prayed some 40 years ago, believing in my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, you can pray today and I'll help you, because somebody helped me. As long as you're believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose again, that he paid your sin debt, follow me in prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by coveting after people and things, lusting after people and things, by dishonoring and disobeying my parents, by taking your holy name in vain, and many other sins. Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, your holy Son, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart on him, Jesus Christ, that he is the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins and rising again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to be sorry for my sins. Help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you have just trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com so that we can send you some free material to help you to grow in the faith. May God bless you, may God keep you, and may God bless you with the greatest year of your life.